is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's branding my sex slaves? Oh boy, that's a bad intro. Oh my gosh. When Sophie's not here, this gives off the rails so hard. I'm Robert Evans, host of Behind the Bastards, where we tell you about all the worst people in all of history. My guest today, Anna Salinas. Anna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, Anna, you are, of course, the author slash artiste behind Bad Comics by Anna.
That's correct.
Lovely comics.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to plug up at the top?
Oh, God. If you're in LA, come out to UCB. I perform on some teams, and check them out.
Well, you know, UCB, about a year ago today, we talked about how it's, you know, a little bit culty, and we talked about that context of a guy who is definitely a cult leader named Keith motherfucking Raniere.
We did. So interesting, because an article came out about UCB like 2 days ago that really hinted at its cultiness, and we are checking in about a real cult.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, like, I do want to reiterate when I talk, because I have a lot of friends who are in UCB, considered a wonderful part of their lives.
Yeah, you got to be careful. This episode could get pulled if you trash talk it.
Could be pulled if I trash talk it. Thankfully, that's never happened before. Any really good thing is going to have a couple of little culty elements to it, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm a big fan of Burning Man regional events. There's a little bit of that.
A little bit.
The key is no cult leader, you know? The key is the things that make a cult, like love bombing and stuff like that. If there's no purpose behind it, if it's just a way to make people feel welcome, then it's not necessarily a toxic thing. Like, there's all these things that can be pieces of a cult, but if you don't have all of the pieces, it can just be like a bunch of buddies learning how to do improv together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Which doesn't mean that there's not addictive aspects to that, or they can't have problematic aspects to that.
But, yes. And the pay-in aspects.
Yeah. And the pay-in aspects.
Where you pay more to be more in it.
Yeah. That's always the thing that... I think that's one of the keys, in addition to like having a cult leader's potentially, is like how much money is being asked
right.
of people.
Yeah. And I guess when it's like a full on cult, Keith Raniere style cult, that cult leader is making all the money themselves.
Yes. And now that we're back to Keith Raniere, today's episode is, of course...
I say it wrong every time.
Raniere.
Yeah,
I think it's Raniere. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and I know I knew it when we did it last time. But today we're talking about the end of Keith Raniere.
Yeah.
Because earlier this month, in June of 2019, Keith Raniere was convicted of running a sex cult human trafficking, racketeering, child pornography, and child sexual abuse. He faces a 20-year-to-life sentence, and although he plans to appeal his conviction, right now it looks like Vanguard will spend the rest of his life in a cold cell.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good news.
That is good news. That is good news. I'm not a prisons guy.
That's true. I'm not either.
But he is one of those, like, usually I think that, like, even for, like, really bad people, like the folks behind the financial crash and whatnot, there's other things than prison that you could use to punish them or whatever. Right. A guy like Keith does need to be locked away. He's too dangerous.
Wherever he is, he's going to do this.
Yeah.
Which is what his career has shown.
Yeah. This is the only, like, this, making cults, is the only thing he's capable of
doing. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's his life. So, yeah. Keep him away from people.
Yeah.
Now, the 6-week court case that led to his conviction has revealed a treasure trove of new information about how Nexium, which, if you remember, is the name of his cult, spelled like N-X-B-I.
Spelled so confusing.
Spelled like an asshole spells it.
Yeah. When I look at it, my brain reads V-I-X-X-X.
Nevixim.
Yeah.
And they, to make it more fucking confusing, I learned as I was reading through, like, stuff about the court case that members of the cult called themselves Nixians. Which is just even
that
more
sounds
like
the president.
What?
Like a Richard
Nixon.
Oh, Nixon. Like
Richard Nixon. Yeah, that if they'd called themselves the Nixians.
Yeah, like Nixian politics or something.
Nixian politics, which is just yelling the N-word while drinking heavily.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and then like throwing up peace signs with your fingers.
Nixon.
Yeah.
You goddamn. That's going to be a fun episode of the podcast.
Oh, you haven't done him yet?
No. I mean, I got like, it's one of those things. Like,
there's so many.
There's a lot to
say. Well, please have me for that episode because I'd love to learn about
Nixon. Talk about Tricky Dick Nix.
Yeah. And I mean, all I know about him, I learned in that movie with Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. I think that's got most of it.
Dick,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's got most of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never seen it, but I assume it's comprehensive.
It's a delightful female-driven comedy.
Just like Richard Nixon's life.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of female-driven, but it is not a comedy. Although, you can make a solid comedy out of
this story. Oh, my God. Not to be callous, but this deserves a comedy movie.
Yeah. Who do you...
In the style of Vice.
Oh, yeah. That's who... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really solid with Allison Mack playing probably the Seagram's vodka heir.
Oh yeah.
Which one of the things that came out during the court case is that Nexium was almost entirely funded by the Bronfmans, the Seagram's vodka girls.
Wow.
Yeah, like they really poured a lot of money into that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That I mean. Seagram's vodka, are they okay? Or their gin too?
They're not good, the like in terms of the quality of their liquor.
In terms of the business model, though, they seem to be fine.
Oh, yeah, the feeling I get of the Bronfman family wealth is that they could have given hundreds of millions of dollars to Keith, and it wouldn't have mattered.
Damn.
We're talking like L. Ron Hubbard pockets here.
Wow. Yeah. I will say, if you're an aspiring cult leader and you listen to this podcast, which is smart.
Oh, absolutely.
Tips,
absolutely.
It's very smart. This is probably one of the biggest tips you could get
is just don't try to con a bunch of people.
No,
con one dumb rich kid.
Absolutely.
Really rich kid.
Yeah. Bottomless pit of inherited wealth.
Yeah. Like, could throw away passenger jets every month. Rich kid.
Yeah. And they're out here.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. And until we starving masses eat them, con them out of their money, because I will not write about someone who just cons rich kids out of their money.
No. And that's a Robin Hood figure.
And if Keith Raniere had just been conning the Bronfmans out of tens of millions of dollars,
right,
be cool with him.
And if that's all he had done, just none of the sex cult stuff.
None of the sex cult stuff, which we're gonna mostly talk about the sex cult stuff today. So in March 2018, Raniere and his followers acted in the best traditions of scammers throughout history and fled the United States for Mexico. This was because numerous law enforcement agencies had begun investigating Keith and Nexium for their numerous crimes. Now, as everyone listening knows, moving is an extremely stressful process. Whether you're heading into a new apartment 2 blocks away or fleeing the country, it always sucks.
Yeah.
And after getting settled into Puerto Vallarta, Keith decided he and his followers needed a recommitment ceremony, which, you know, you got to settle back in.
A recommitment
ceremony. Yeah.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. That's like I've noticed morale dropping. I just want to make sure everyone's psyched.
Yeah, yeah. And these are, he had gone from his normal stable, his harem, I guess you might call it, was like 20, 21, 22 different women.
Right.
And he was down to like 7 when they moved to Puerto Vallarta. You know, yeah, it's the same thing. You're gonna break a couple of knickknacks when you move. When I moved recently.
You purge.
I lost a beautiful end table that I loved.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, but you get more.
But you get more experience, but once you settle down, and that's what Keith was trying to do, you know?
Absolutely.
You lose a dozen or so sex slaves, but then you recommit to the ones you have.
And when we say lose, were they like in the press?
No, I think
talking they, about it, or
I think they just weren't quite loyal enough to move to Mexico with their cult leader.
They just quietly slipped away.
Yeah, either that, or it may have just been that like his funding got a little tighter, and he can only afford to move so many of these women with him.
Right.
I don't know the exact reason.
Okay.
One of the women who went along with him is Lauren Salzman, who is Keith's long-term partner in NXIVM and one of his first line slaves in the women's group DOS. Which, of course, translates in Latin, like is an acronym in Latin for women under a submissive master, I think is like the rough translation. Salzman claimed on the stand when she testified against Keith that the ceremony was meant to include group oral sex to do something special for Keith. Quote, "Honestly, I didn't want to do a recommitment ceremony. I didn't want to start DOS again. We had to believe that we were under possible indictment, but I didn't feel like it was my option to not go forward with their ceremony." So Salzman claims that she's starting to get cold feet at this point, and she's been with him for like years and years and years.
Right. Well, they're about to be arrested.
And I wonder how much of her contrition and like expressed disgust here is legitimate, because I could totally see her being fucking tired of this guy.
You never know, though.
You never know. She could just...
Because she's gone along this far.
Yeah.
And I mean, at this point, you get the sense that everyone feels...
Yeah.
The shadow of the law.
And it's sort of hard to tell how much of their continuing devotion to him is like in for a penny, in for a pound, and how much is legitimately being taken in by the grift. But we'll talk a little bit more about that as this rolls along.
Okay.
So as the members of Keith's sex cult prepared to engage in their mass blowjob campaign, federal agents with rifles posted up around the house. Salzman and several slaves had been taking a pre-orgy nap with Keith. She says she went into the kitchen to make a smoothie when another first-line slave ran in from the front room and told her, "Police are out the door, and they are looking for Keith." Quote, "Honestly, I went into one mode, protect Keith. I closed all the doors, all the blinds, and I looked out the window and all I could see was federal agents with machine guns surrounding the property, and Keith refused to leave. He wanted to stay."
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Was she really making a smoothie?
Yes, she says she was like, they had like a pre-blowjob orgy nap.
Smoothie?
And then she was going to make a smoothie.
I get it. You need nutrients.
Yeah, and I feel like you want a smoothie after you do that with Keith Raniere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that part doesn't add up for me.
That part doesn't add up.
Still listening.
Mm-hmm. Now, Keith had insisted to Salzman that he was the protector of all the women in his cult. But rather than taking action to protect the women in the compound, Vanguard hid in the bathroom and desperately begged his slaves not to tell the cops he was there. "My main concern was to protect Keith. It was almost automatic. I chose love over everything, just like we were taught by Keith." Now, Salzman claims it was Keith's arrest and the way he selfishly fled and abandoned his followers to hide in the bathroom. That was the thing that finally lifted the scales from her eyes and made her realize she'd been conned. During the trial. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, this is truly a movie waiting to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That is your climax right there.
And McConaughey would be a great Keith Raniere.
Oh my God, wouldn't he?
Oh yeah, no, he would nail that fucking role.
Yes, he would. Yeah, He'd be such a good grifter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. McConaughey would also be a good guru of a sex cult.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I hope he's not. I hope he's not. Currently.
I hope he's not. I like to think better of Matthew McConaughey than that. Only since the McConaissance have I wanted to think better of Matthew McConaughey.
When
did
the McConaissance start?
When he was on a True Detective.
True Detective, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, yeah. I didn't see Beach Bum, that Harmony Korine movie, but he looked like he was good in it.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Pretty decent mediocre bourbon salesman too.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, he's a solid salesman of indifferent bourbon.
That's true. Doesn't he do the Cars look? I'm getting so off topic
here.
Yeah,
we're getting very off topic.
I feel bad because this original episode was like 5 hours.
It was a lot of stuff. We have less here. What we have is real fucked up.
I'm staying on topic.
So, Salzman claims, yeah, that it was Keith's arrest and, you know, the way he reacted that finally let her realize what was going on. Mm-hmm. During the trial, we heard from many, many other women other than Salzman about their own journeys with Ranieri. Prosecutors claim that he called himself the smartest, most ethical person in the world. That's a direct quote. And compared himself to both Albert Einstein and Mahatma Gandhi. They made the wise decision not to let him take the stand himself, so he never testified, which I think is a good call. Don't let the cult leader testify.
I wonder, though, do you think he could have, like, hypnotized the jury?
I don't know. I wonder if a guy's power like that is broken if he's not one-on-one. Because Keith was never the kind of guru. Like, you look at his videos on YouTube, they never had huge, huge, like, he wasn't the kind of person that, like, right, millions of people wanted to watch. I think he strikes me as the kind of person who had an intense one-on-one charisma. And yeah, that's how he kind of worked everything, which is why his cult was pretty small.
Right, yeah, he didn't, like, start a giant mega church movement.
He wasn't a Hubbard type. Like, he clearly wanted to be, but, like, Hubbard had that ability to hypnotize, right, on a scale.
He didn't. He did not. Ted Bundy.
Even Ted Bundy.
Because he could do it from the stand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I don't think Ranieri could do that, but I still think it's probably a good idea. Yeah, you know, just even if all you're saying is, like, this fucker's talked enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, which... He has.
He has, yeah.
Yeah. Among other things, the victims of Keith Ranieri talked about NXIVM's most beloved tradition, Vanguard Week. Every August, members of the group who called themselves NXIVMians would spend roughly $2,000 to attend birthday celebrations for Keith in Silver Bay, New York. The center of the event were tribute ceremonies to Vanguard. A witness explained in court, there was always sort of entertainment or different kind of tribute ceremonies to Keith from the different centers, or there would be like performances of singers, but it was all kind of centered around the idea of a tribute to Keith and celebrating Keith's work, sort of like a summer camp for adults.
That sounds...
Doesn't sound like summer camp.
Fun if you're Keith.
Yeah, summer camp for me was like learning how to start fires and kayak. Like,
yeah, where's the nature element
here? Yeah, we weren't just celebrating a guy.
Maybe like because you have different tribes at camp. We had like four tribes and they were the different centers. They were the different tribes.
Yeah, yeah. And like even that doesn't sound... Because that sounds like fun, kooky cultural appropriation as opposed to like, yeah... just tributing one guy.
Like, what do they mean by performances? So it would be like someone would come and do a song?
Yeah, I'm going to guess there's songs about Keith about and his wisdom and importance.
Because now that you said there was like this oral sex thing going on in my mind, I'm like, oh, all the songs would just end with Keith getting a blowjob?
Yeah, I think
I think maybe.
It's like a whole week of Watsky's going down, but all themed around fucking Keith Ranieri.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Creepy.
Imagine getting, I assume it was an email invite to that birthday party.
Oh, probably,
like, yeah. Oh, get excited. Here's our annual celebration. It's Keith's birthday.
Yeah.
You get to spend $2,000 and then come up and do a song about him.
And put on little skits about his wisdom.
Oh, put on skits.
I bet there, yeah, I mean, there were like skits. Camp. Yeah. The skit part does sound like camp.
Now I'm thinking about it. It's like camp theater.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to do a Vanguard week where we all make songs about Keith Ranieri just without him there and without people paying $2,000.
Yes.
And we're liquored up to hell. Yeah.
All of your listeners are going to want that to happen now.
If we ever do, see, this is just going to lead to me creating a cult.
Yeah.
This is just going to lead to me creating a cult.
Right.
You know, I got to be aware of that slippery.
It's a fine line.
It's a fine line. It's a fine line. And I am this close to starting a cult at any given moment.
Like, I can tell.
Like right there.
You give off that vibe.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I shoot for that.
I can feel you holding yourself back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know what it's like. I don't have a good simile here. But I am trying.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
I'll fail one day.
And then you'll run for president.
Well, no, they'll catch me in the Adirondacks with like 70 or 80 people wearing like white sheets and like a cache of weapons.
Oh my God, that's so going to happen. You'll have this long beard. Yeah. You'll have been like hunting deer for sustenance. You'll have been there for 7 weeks.
Yeah, my goal is the Branch Davidian compound with better drugs and no kids.
And no kids.
Hey, man.
Yeah, kids could happen.
No.
Okay.
No. Well. Because one of the drugs there will be RU486.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everyone
actually,
has
I shouldn't
to draw
joke
their
about
line.
That because that's where this goes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I shouldn't joke about that at all.
This is the part where we can joke, I think, before it gets
Before we get to the worse. Actual cult leader forcing women to have abortion. Yeah, we shouldn't joke about that at all.
That's true.
I apologize deeply.
Yeah.
if I have a cult, I won't do that.
Well, good.
It'll be a cult where women can choose to fend off the FBI in our mountain compound.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that
okay.
seems fair.
But also men?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a absolutely. Co-ed absolutely. Cult? Yeah. No. Yeah. No. I mean, I'll fuck whatever kind of cult members. You know. You know. Once it takes you over, the spirit gets in you.
Yeah.
Is until this, the FBI or ATF burns us down.
I mean, It sounds like a commune.
Yeah, commune, cult. It's a fine line.
You just have to keep your profile low.
No, I really, I'm not sure if it's the ATF I want to provoke, or maybe the FDA, because no cult's ever been murdered by the FDA yet, and I think
do they
that
have
could be
that
fun.
Capacity?
I feel like they got some grenade launchers locked away.
Do they? I think the FDA is like four people who work for big corporations who just meet twice a month and move around some papers.
Yeah, that's the uncharitable view. The charitable view is that it's two very tired people trying to explain to everyone that, like, turmeric isn't medicine.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. They also serve an important function.
Oh, boy. Okay, so FBI Special Agent Michael Lever claimed in court that at its height, the organization allowed Keith to maintain a stable of 15 to 20 sex slaves at any given time. These women were forbidden from even touching another man, in line with NXIVM teachings that men were fundamentally polyamorous while women were monogamous. Again, this is just bigamy. The most disturbing story in the whole NXIVM saga is the tale of Daniela. When she was 16, her family moved to the U.S. from Mexico after hearing about Vanguard and his wonderful organization. The six of them moved into a two-bedroom condo in Albany and began taking self-help classes. We don't get many details on Daniela in the court documents, but I'm going to guess her family is, or was, rather affluent. Now, when she moved to the U.S., Daniela had never been kissed or had any kind of sexual experience. She was introduced to Keith during his Vanguard Week celebrations, and Keith clearly fell in love with this, again, literal child. Quote, I didn't see Keith that way, but I could see in subtle ways that he was flirting with me. Now I believe he was grooming me.
Oh, that word, grooming.
Yeah, grooming a 16-year-old, which, you know, if you remember from the other episodes, Keith did a couple of times.
That was his MO.
Yeah, yeah, one of them committed suicide. Later. Oof. Yeah, Daniela claimed on the stand that their relationship quickly escalated in a sexual way, but did not immediately escalate to sex itself. That would have been too pedestrian and normal crimey for a guy like Ranieri. Keith told her that they would consummate their love when she turned 18 and it was nice and legal. In the meantime, he told her she was too fat and needed to lose weight so they'd be able to bone once she was old enough.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
This is such a tool of sociopathic, manipulative dudes.
Controlling weight.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of it was even like what he was actually turned on by and how much of it was just the need for control over them. It's an easy lever to pick.
I think it's control.
Yeah.
There was a screenwriter who was not that recently outed, but like re-outed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, do you have an issue with saying his name?
No,
it's fucking Max Landis.
Max Landis.
Yeah, it's Max fucking Landis.
But yeah, that was a thing he did.
Yeah,
He would tell his girlfriends or girls he was dating that they were too fat and they needed to get thin. And they were anorexic.
Yeah, yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I mean, maybe they were. But I feel like they talked about that. Like they already had issues with that.
Yeah,
I think he was saying.
Yeah, it's a common, it's a thing for like controlling men to like, because it's easy, because like there's all these societal reinforcers too.
Yeah.
Where like any woman in the world can be convinced she's fat just because of like the way that. Yeah, exactly.
The world works.
Yeah, Ranieri, or Daniela said on the stand, quote, he said he could not share his sexual energy with someone overweight. Yeah. Oof. Keith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk more about what Daniela said on stage, and we will get to the horrifying revelations that make it so very inappropriate for me to have joked about RU486 morning after pills. But first, this is maybe my worst lead into ads ever.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, it's better than gaslighting women into believing they're fat and molesting children.
Anything.
Yes, anything, but also products and services.
Yeah.
Please buy these things. The evidence keeps pouring in. At this point, the facts are undeniable. It's an open and shut case. Monopoly Go is the most fun you can have in a mobile game. Millions of people pass Go every day because this game is always bringing something new to the table. Countless crazy tournaments you can join with your friends as partners or teams. Constantly changing challenges like money sprees or treasure hunts that keep it fresh with new wild mini-games. Timed events offering bonuses like massive multipliers or rent frenzies to help you get huge rewards. And there's so many rewards to discover. Rare stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums, delightful emojis to taunt people with when you raid their riches, unique playing pieces, and so much more.
The verdict is in with Monopoly Go. There's something new to discover every time you play. So don't miss out. Go download it now for free on the App Store and Google Play.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/behind. That's mintmobile.com/behind. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/behind. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
We're back. We're back, and we're talking about Daniela, one of Keith Raniere's victims. Probably his like most hurt victim, like of the people, mm-hmm. at least that we're talking about today, the one who got fucked over the worst by Raniere.
Okay.
So once she turned 18 and was presumably thin enough for Keith's sexual energy, mm-hmm. Vanguard called Daniela to tell her that it was time, and in the tradition of all great romances, he took her to an office building storage room to fuck.
No!
What? That's what women want! Now he's doing right there.
He is so rich at this point, isn't he?
He lives a quiet church mouse like existence, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. So, okay, storage room,
storage room. Well, that's what, you know, I consider myself a romantic, and if I know one thing about women, it's that all of you desire the sheer erotic intimacy of an office building storage room.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you read erotic novels, mm-hmm. and they are front to back just
storage rooms, boxes of hammer mill paper. Reams or like mm-hmm. like pallets of blue pins.
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole series about those storage units.
Oh yeah.
Where you pick up the what are those called? You know the
oh yeah the doors like the, doors. the metal doors that slide open. Yeah.
There's like a thrill mm-hmm. you could get stuck in
the
there.
The smell of printer ink cartridges.
Oh,
that's why the most popular men's cologne brands are printer ink cartridge.
Oh yeah. I bought one mm-hmm. just to smell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'll rub like one of those from a dot matrix on me before going out for a date.
It nice. Really
haven't had sex in years, but
that's just who you're around.
Unrelated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, they had their storage room liaison, and after this, Daniela was expected to constantly give Vanguard blowjobs several times per day. She alleges that she and her sister were forced to have group sex with Keith several times, saying, "We cried the whole time in court." Yeah. Now, Daniela and two of her other sisters were impregnated by Keith Raniere, and he forced all three of them to have abortions, which he paid for. Daniela claims that after her abortion, Keith tried to raise her spirit by telling her that the operation was a good opportunity to lose more weight.
Jesus.
Yeah, abortion will make you thin. He told her, quote, "Olympic athletes get abortions as part of training."
What? That's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, I can't. I guess at this point she's been groomed. She's like being deeply manipulated. She is brainwashed.
Yeah.
Where were her parents at this point?
Her parents are in the cult.
Oh,
yeah, they
right.
moved from Mexico to the U.S. to be a part of this thing.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, they've clearly fallen for it. And, like, you know, by the time they meet, Keith's a guy in his 50s. She's 16. So, like, he's got two of her lifetimes of experience just manipulating people.
Yeah.
And she's a fucking teenager.
Yeah, she's a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, so Keith clearly took pains to make sure his sexual liaisons with Daniela and her sisters didn't start until they were of legal age. Mm. But she did allege, and authorities found, child pornography taken of the girls before they were of legal age.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
This whole idea that he waited exactly until they were 18, I don't buy it.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely, at the very least, he had illegal porn of these girls before he started sleeping with them. It may have been one of those things where he convinced himself that if he waited to actually fuck until they were 18, that he'd be safe. But, like, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised.
Although, he was probably sending dirty text messages.
He was definitely doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I mean, he was having her lose weight to be ready to fuck him for 2 years she was a child.
Like, that's true.
Which I don't know if that's exactly a crime, but it ought to be.
It ought to be.
Yeah.
That's Let what this we be oughta, a precedent.
Yeah, add that to the books.
Yeah.
So essentially, Daniela, at one point after, like, starting her relationship with Keith Raniere, expressed an interest in a man who was not Keith Raniere. She apparently kissed a male NXIVM member, and that made him furious. He told her that she wasn't pure anymore. Then he threw her across the room and left her lying on the floor.
Oh, my God.
She said, "The world closed in on me. Every degree of freedom I had was lost." Daniela was imprisoned in a bedroom for 2 years, locked outside of where her family was living, but didn't see her family for 2 years, even though they were living in the same house, was locked in a bedroom.
This is...
Yeah.
Now I see what you mean.
Yeah.
That's...
Fucked
Next
up.
Level.
Yeah. Keith billed Daniela's imprisonment as a solution to her problem behavior. Salzman testified to this. Quote, "Keith told me that she was stealing and that she had said she was going to lose weight and instead gained 40 pounds. Daniela would spend days at a time in the room, sitting against the wall, trying not to scream. She would count days and pore through her memories just to try and stay sane. Salzman claims she helped Vanguard punish Daniela because she was convinced it would help her prove to him that she could be a good mother. We were incredibly abusive to Daniela. Everything she did, we shot down. Nothing she could do was the right thing. Of all the things I did in this case and all the crimes that I admitted to, this was the worst thing I did," which I think she's accurate about.
Yeah. So what's with this candor? Like... Is she in prison?
She pled guilty. Yeah, she pled guilty. I think to racketeering is what they got her on.
Wow.
So, you know.
Because you would think she would be like, "Oh, I did what I had to do," but she's being so frank.
She is being frank. And, it is entirely possible. People do come to realizations that they did fucked up things and feel legitimately bad about them. And maybe that happened in Salzman's case.
Kind of sounds.
I get the feeling with her more than I do with Allison Mack, who we'll talk about more later.
Oh, absolutely.
But at the same time, it is important to remember, Salzman was an integral part of NXIVM's leadership for a long time.
Right. Just because she might feel some contrition doesn't mean it wasn't fucked up.
Yeah, it was very fucked up. Does seem very possible she feels some real contrition.
Wow.
I don't know the person. While Daniela seems to have gotten the very worst of Vanguard, every member of the DOS women's group, the so-called slaves, were victims of Raniere, as well as, in many cases, perpetrators in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
Members were expected to provide their mentors, higher-level slaves, with collateral, ranging from naked pictures of themselves to, in at least one case, a false confession of prostitution addressed to the slave's mother. That's a nice thing to make. Yeah, they needed collateral so that if these people like left the group or spoke about it to the press, you know, it would be released. That was the idea to control them. In a lot of cases, it was naked photos. At least one woman said Keith had her write out a confession to like working as a prostitute that would be like sent to her mom if she.
Oh my God! Yeah. I mean, you would never think that in the moment, but like stepping back, those things seem not that powerful of blackmail, because it's like once you escaped you would be like, that was blackmail. Mm-hmm. I had to get out of a cult. Also, naked pictures is less of a
this is one of the things that I think might get better about society after we get used to deepfakes. Like, it's going to be a rough couple of years at the start. But eventually, it's like, who cares if you've got her naked pictures? Like, anyone, you can have anyone's naked pictures at any point.
Exactly.
It takes 7 seconds to make the algorithm. Real.
Yeah. Yeah. Just pictures, videos.
Not just pictures, videos. And maybe we all just stop. Maybe everyone just stops wearing clothing. Maybe we're just hanging out our genitals for the rest of time. And
I feel
fine.
Like you're kind of proposing that.
I am. What I'm proposing is that the next set of presidential debates, everybody's naked.
Oh my God, that would
level
the playing field so much.
It would. Donald Trump would not have made it far.
Absolutely not.
Not.
I mean, even weirdly clothed, enough, I don't know how people
Jeb
stomach
Bush
it.
Would have done a lot better.
I believe that.
You got to see the guy's abs. Like a fucking cheese grater.
Hey, I believe it. The poor guy, he probably works out these days.
Shreds it at the gym. Mad gains.
He's got a lot of regret that he's working out at the gym.
He's just listening to Fort Minor and doing crunches for hours.
I will say the idea of all these people naked is making me slightly nauseous.
It should.
But it would be for the greater good of democracy. So we have to do it.
And also, cops should always be naked.
That would be crazy.
Think of how different that world would be.
I don't know. I feel like it would lead to maybe more sexual assault.
It might. I feel like it would lead to less shootings, though, because less cops are going to pull people over. Because
they're too embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
I feel like you might get a net good out of that. But yeah, there's probably some more sexual assault.
Well,
yeah.
We don't have to bring it.
Yeah, maybe
there
we shouldn't analyze this theory of mine too
much. Are supposed to be the moments of levity.
Yeah, these are the moments of levity.
That's on me.
So this Dropbox folder of collateral was kept organized by Smallville actress Allison Mack. The slaves who sexually serviced Mr. Ranieri were all put on extreme weight loss plans in order to make themselves into Vanguard's idea of a perfect woman. They started on 1,000-calorie diets that were gradually restricted down to just 500 calories per day.
That's nothing.
That's not enough to survive.
Yeah.
Victims would be ordered to send photos of their meals to mentors and ask permission before being allowed to eat. But, of course, Keith himself was not required to abide by his own rules for his slaves, according to the BBC. While he demanded the women around him remain excruciatingly thin, the Vanguard reportedly ate pizza around the clock and cakes galore, picking out on potato chips and hot sauce flown in from his devotees around the world.
Jesus Christ.
Well, why wouldn't he be able to eat stuff?
Yeah, flown in. Yeah. Oh, my God.
At least do some fucking crunches if you're gonna... Sorry, I don't want to say that he should be more like Jeb Bush, but...
Maybe he should. You know what? Jeb Bush, all things considered, nice guy. Married to a Latina, speaks Spanish. Then again, a lot of people speak Spanish these days who
are running
for president.
A lot of people speak Spanish these days. That's the big thing in presidency.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be fucking awesome if Elizabeth Warren just dropped like a 10-minute speech in Dothraki at the next debate. Just go weird with it.
Cool.
And then like Cory Booker starts arguing in Klingon and it's just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, like he gives her that sassy look that he gave to Beto.
Yeah.
And then he starts speaking in Klingon.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Now, in our prior episodes, we talked about the branding routines also required for DOS members. They were pressured in large group settings to spend half an hour naked being filmed while a cauterizing pen was used to scar a stylized brand of Keith Raniere's initials into their pelvises. The court testimony revealed that victims were told the brand stood for the four elements, air, earth, and water, and the pen represented fire. A recording was played in court of Keith discussing how to arrange the branding procedure with one of his high-level followers. According to CNN, he asked at one point, "Do you think the person who's being branded should be completely nude or sort of held to the table, like a sort of almost like a sacrifice?" That's cool.
He had lost his mind.
He had lost his goddamn mind.
Yeah. I think he started out as a normal grifter, but then became an insane person.
It always, like, you can't live that way and not lose your fucking skull. Yeah.
Right. People worshiping you is a cancer. I think that's true.
As is power in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Salzman testified that branding victims were required to submit photos of themselves after the procedure, which Allison Mack dutifully added to their Dropbox files. "The photo had to be fully frontal naked. Our brands had to show, and we had to look happy and uniform," one victim reported. According to the Daily Beast, quote, "If any slave displeased Ranieri, he would kick or whip them before threatening to release their collateral photos saved under a Dropbox named Brands, according to Salzman.
Oh, my God.
And also testified on Monday that Ranieri had plans to jail women in a dungeon as a form of punishment.
Oh, my God.
He said the jail cell was for people most committed to growth. They would get locked in a cage, she said on Monday. I was a slave with Keith as my master, Salzman said, adding that she was forced to keep the role of Rhaenyra, who they had to call Grandmaster, a secret, and the society demanded a lifetime of obedience to your master.
This is the worst case scenario of 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to say maybe he got off on the idea of torturing these women, because the dungeon thing is like...
He has to have gotten off on it a little
bit. Oh, yeah. You're envisioning like a medieval dungeon, and that is delighting you.
For most committed to growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is fucking nuts.
Wow.
The group would meet 3 times a week in a sorority house, and whenever Rhaenyra attended, the women had to strip naked, get on the floor, and look up to him while he delivered lectures on matters ranging from his vision for DOS to write a book, to recruitment, to his intent to create a dungeon where slaves would totally surrender themselves. Cool stuff. Sounds like fun meetings.
I can't imagine it going that far. I mean, that's how these things work. I just can't imagine being in the room when all of a sudden it's like, we're all branded.
Yeah.
Someone just got whipped, and he's talking about the dungeon he's about to build.
It's all these little steps that lead up to it, you know? Like, that's the thing. Like,
that's how it happens.
Yeah.
That's how you get sucked up in a cult. I think I'm probably involved in, like, 4 different almost cults if I look around closely.
You do whip a lot of people, and I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I do.
Yeah, you whip a lot of people, Anna.
I do. I carry one around with me.
Yeah, like but, Hitler.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
Oh no, I've got to get rid of that.
Yeah, you really gotta get with it. Maybe just 1 day a week, take the whip out.
Yeah. No, I gotta give it to Goodwill. I do. It's
Goodwill in LA has a really vibrant whip section.
You know they do.
Oh yeah.
That next to like their 5,000 different forks.
Yeah. The Santa Monica Goodwill. Stuff. Yeah. Kitchen stuff and whips. Yeah. Yep. Another Rhaenyra victim who took the stand is known in court documents as Jay. She took her first Nexium class on August 2016, and it was a 5-day intensive in Albany. Jay found this course helpful, so she got more involved with the cult. Before long, she wound up in DOS, forced to hand over collateral pictures along with sexy pictures of herself on the first of every month, which she described as being like rent for membership in the cult. Mark Agnifilio, Rhaenyra's attorney, insisted that all of this, the mind games and punishments and collateral photos, were part of Keith's self-improvement program. He claimed people signed up for it willingly. They were not there to go shopping. They are there to make their lives better. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you want to convince people to do all these awful, awful things and have awful things done to them, you say it's for self-growth.
Yeah,
that's... Hey.
Classic grift.
I'm doing the artist's way right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about creative growth and self-reflection and growth. And you're bringing up some of these buzzwords, and I am uncomfortable about how much they resonate with me.
There's certain phrases that are like shortcuts to tricking people into taking extreme action.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why I worry about... the use of certain very specific words, and growth is one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been using that word so much since I started reading The Artist's Way.
Yeah, it's
just
not inherently
today
bad.
I've said it 16 times trying to pitch someone on the book.
Yeah, it doesn't mean don't listen to anything that like has that phrase in it or like talks about it, but like be really careful when people start talking about
it's attached
that.
To a lot of things.
Because like that's you wonder like how all these women got into a point where they're letting someone brand them as like sacrifice victims. It was because like it was all framed as growth, and like it didn't start there, but it started as like this period of like, okay, growth means pain. Like if you're gonna you want to grow into a more fit, healthy person, you go to the gym and that hurts and dieting hurts, and you want to build a career, you know, in Hollywood or whatever, and you have to make a lot of sacrifices and those hurt and like but you know that's how all of these people get you. So just like everyone talking about growth, every self-help plan isn't a cult, but be really fucking careful when you start wading into those waters.
Yeah,
because there's sharks in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. You know where there's not sharks?
Products and services.
Products and services.
Oh, yes.
Not sharks. Dick Pills are, which are one of our sponsors now. Hims Dick Pills.
Oh, I've
stuff.
Heard. Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. And again, this is a free ad for them. You know, I don't know. It could be a Microsoft ad. Could be Coca-Cola's ad. That
we're just
next.
Leading in with that.
I'm just very enthusiastic about Dick Pills. They don't promise you. They do promise growth, but in a way that is very predictable.
Right. Scientific growth.
Scientific growth.
Verifiable. Yeah.
Dick pills.
That's great.
Products.
Not a scam.
Not a scam.
Yeah.
The evidence keeps pouring in. At this point, the facts are undeniable. It's an open and shut case. Monopoly Go is the most fun you can have in a mobile game. Millions of people pass Go every day because this game is always bringing something new to the table. Countless crazy tournaments you can join with your friends as partners or teams. Constantly changing challenges like money sprees or treasure hunts that keep it fresh with new wild mini-games. Timed events offering bonuses like massive multipliers or rent frenzies to help you get huge rewards. And there's so many rewards to discover. Rare stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums, delightful emojis to taunt people with when you raid their riches, unique playing pieces, and so much more. The verdict is in with Monopoly Go. There's something new to discover every time you play. So don't miss out. Go download it now for free on the App Store and Google Play.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
We're back! We're talking about things that are, in fact, scams. So we were talking about Jay, who took the stage to talk about her time in Keith Raniere's cult. I'm going to quote from Forbes here. Her perspective changed after her master invited her into a shared Dropbox account where all the slaves in her group submitted nude photos of themselves and other compromising information each month. It got scary, Jay said, explaining how she would eventually realize that the photos could be used to blackmail her. Jay testified that she first considered Allison Mack a caring and good person who would help her with her acting career, but soon have found her to be emotionally abusive, vindictive, and manipulative. Now, Mack seems to have been one of the key members of this group and was like one of the top level slaves, so she was right. A slave to Raniere, but she was a master to all of these women and was responsible for keeping them in line.
Right.
So again, you know, Keith is abusing all of these women, but he's also using them to abuse each other in sort of like this tiered system because he just doesn't have all the time to do that.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Herbalife of sex cults.
It's the Herbalife of sex cults.
Yeah.
Downlines and shit. Mm-hmm. Jay was eventually ordered to move from Los Angeles to a house near Albany with Raniere in his inner circle. On the surface, it was so that Keith could help her launch a t-shirt brand.
How delightful.
But once she arrived, she found herself trapped in a weird sex cult of women who were all clearly being ordered to starve themselves. Jay noticed that many of them were losing their hair, so she joined them, sending in her weight to Raniere each morning and restricting herself to the same 500-calorie diet.
Wow.
Yeah. Jay testified that volleyball was Keith's very favorite sport, and in true narcissistic fashion, he required everyone to watch him play. DOS members would dress in their best clothes and put on makeup to watch Keith play fucking volleyball.
Against who?
Against, I don't know. I guess whoever.
There were
men in the group, too, right. So it was probably some of them. During breaks in the play, the women of DOS would line up so Raniere could kiss them each on the lips and takes walks with them one-on-one to talk about their progress.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, again, Allison Mack was the person managing Jay and eventually told her that she had been tasked with seducing Keith Raniere. She insisted this was an honor and a privilege. She was asked to seduce Keith until he took a naked photo of her and sent it to Allison Mack as proof. This seems to be what finally shook Jay out of her involvement in the cult. Everything was crumbling. It was my worst nightmare come to life, that it would be a cult and someone would want to sleep with me. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The somebody would want to sleep with me was sort of the fundamental part of
this. Oh, when we were starving ourselves, I didn't know if that was a cult. But yeah, there's a fucking... I guess everybody has that in a cult, that like moment of like, oh shit, this is a cult.
Right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And you know, everybody mm-hmm. gets sucked into things. Mm-hmm. I guess I can see if everyone around you is doing this stupid 500 calorie, mm-hmm. literally wasting away diet, the pressure. Because I even feel it... God, I mean, I feel it when I hang out with like skinny friends and stuff, and they're like, I'm just going to get a salad. Oh, I don't need dinner. I'm like, oh, I feel like such a fucking mm-hmm. cow mm-hmm. ordering my fried whatever,
yeah.
fried pickles.
Yeah, I feel that way anytime I go to a gym in Los Angeles where everybody looks like they were poured into
this
a fucking
mold.
This is
the worst yeah. place to go to gyms.
It's heartbreaking.
Literal fitness models go yeah. to the gyms.
Going to Oregon for gyms? Great. Going to a gym in Los Angeles where it's like nothing but fitness models and
it's
stuff.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it's
oh my
terrible.
God. I'm on a treadmill and both sides of me are beautiful, gorgeous, mm-hmm. tall models.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me want to keep going.
Yeah, where there's guys just like casually bench pressing 300 pounds and like look like they walked out of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Like look like
yeah,
somebody
they
who
do.
Fights John Wick. And
they
like,
really,
yeah, yeah
who just fights
like, okay,
John Wick.
Yeah, great.
And then, and they probably do.
Yeah, and they
probably
do. Some of them literally fight John Wick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, so, Jay managed to escape the cult without ever actually completing her assignment to seduce Keith Raniere. On the stand, Raniere's defense attorney clarified that Jay was only asked to seduce Keith, not sleep with him, because that makes it better.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good defense to prosecution.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe that?
I don't buy it.
Not buying it?
I think it was... I mean, maybe he was like really into edging.
Yeah. Maybe he was really into edging. Yeah.
I'll give it some water then. Like, sure. Can you say that phrase like that? Holds
yeah.
water? I'll give it some water.
We'll give it a little bit of water.
Hold.
We'll see if it'll hold it.
Okay.
Now, there are many other horrific details. One 31-year-old woman who took the stand claimed that Raniere blindfolded her, tied her up, and made her lie on a cold table while another slave went down on her against her will. This woman claimed that she did not fight, obeying Allison Mack's order to be a good slave.
This mm-hmm. is the part where it's like lots of rape happened.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of rape
damn.
That happened. Yeah,
that's sad.
Salzman and Mack both eventually pled guilty to charges of racketeering conspiracy. Both seemed to have turned against their guru. During her testimony, Salzman went into brutal detail about the things she and Raniere forced people to do. She told stories of women forced to stand barefoot in the snow or locked in a cage. She admitting to forcing Valium on a slave who had what she described as a psychotic break, which I'm going to guess was actually just a woman reacting totally reasonably to the fucked up things Keith Raniere was.
Yeah, someone being
yeah.
like, finally, get
yeah,
me out of
yeah.
here.
No, you did not medicate someone having a mental health issue. You drugged someone who realized they were put in a horrible position.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or,
yeah.
I mean, look, yeah. if I'm to believe her, fine, then you drove someone
to a
mental
yeah,
break.
To a mental break, which is also possible.
Yeah.
yeah. After hearing all this, the Brooklyn jury tasked with deciding Vanguard's fate did not need a lot of time to make their decision. After 4.5 hours, they returned a 4-page verdict, finding Raniere guilty of all 7 charges, according to the New York Times. Celebration ensued. Prosecutors on the case hugged and kissed cheeks. Former NXIVM follower...
What a weird detail.
What a weird detail. Former NXIVM followers who had later turned on their leader pushed into the hallway to continue the jubilee. Mark Agnifilio, one of Mr. Raniere's defense lawyers, later told news media that when Mr. Raniere learned of the quick turnaround, he remarked, "That's not justice."
Well... Okay.
Yeah, this feels a little bit like justice to me.
Yeah. Of course they were going to walk away from that and
yeah.
think he was guilty.
Yeah.
The details are so damning.
And horrible.
And specific.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make that shit up.
No, no. And there's, like, phone conversations and text messages
the
and,
fact
like...
that it's a Dropbox.
There's a Dropbox full of... evidence of people like full of blackmail material.
What a 2019 crime.
Very 2019 crime.
They're using Dropbox mm-hmm. for blackmail.
And social media cuts both ways. It can help you maintain your cult, but
I just don't understand why you would use Dropbox when you could just use Google.
Oh,
Gmail.
You're Google Drive head.
You know, I do have a Dropbox.
Look, I'm gonna advise. I'm not getting funded by Dropbox, but I'm gonna advise my listeners, if you start a sex cult and you need a place to keep your blackmail, Dropbox.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it has that desktop
yeah.
feature where you can use your desktop to move a file. Mm-hmm. So if you have a big nude photograph that
yeah.
takes up a lot of space, you want that feature.
You do want that feature.
I convinced myself into using Dropbox.
You convinced you for your sex cult. Yeah.
For my sex cult, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But mine won't be a bad one. It won't be like
No, it'll be a good...
Non-consensual.
Yeah, mine will be a good sex cult until the FDA starts firing grenades in
right.
us. Yeah.
Man, what do you have to do to anger the FDA?
I really want to piss the FDA enough that they burn us out.
I think you have to go around selling bootleg medicine. Are you comfortable with that?
I feel like a lot of people do that and the FDA doesn't do anything.
That's true.
It's going to be hard to push them that far, but I'm going to try.
I think you could.
I think I could.
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like when they militarize.
That's the goal. That's the goal, is to get the FDA tanks.
They shoot pills at you?
Yeah.
Or like certified meat products?
Yeah.
Through the woods?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like if I really play my cards right, I could get the FDA to assault ATF headquarters, and then like,
right.
Then I've won. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so you told me earlier you wanted to run for president at some point. It mm-hmm. sounds like after all this unfolds is the time to run for president.
Yeah, after I've gotten the FDA to take down the ATF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, because there's like a vacuum at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So much infighting. You just swoop right in. You'll have been in the Adirondacks for 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be strong. Mm-hmm. You'll be full of natural foods.
Well, yeah, and I feel like if I attack the FDA enough that I make them come after me, like mm-hmm. there's a way to do that as like negging, to where eventually yeah. they just like crave my approval enough,
I don't know.
And then
you're
that's my private army.
Sounding a lot like Keith right now.
It's not ineffective. You just have to get it to a positive goal, like turning the FDA into a second
right.
branch of the military.
You gotta neg the right people.
Yeah,
need to improve my ability to neg the right people.
We all do, and that's how I'm gonna start my cult, is just teaching other people how to neg.
It sounds like you're describing the game.
Shit. I keep doing that.
You're going to be, what's his name, Mystery?
Yeah.
And teach young virgin men how mm-hmm. to neg women mm-hmm. into bed.
But in my case, it's going to be how to neg the FDA into arming. Yeah.
Into arming, right.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's the same
goal. These are small semantic details.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anna, that's the story of Keith Raniere. He's going to appeal. But I think there's probably about a 95% chance motherfucker dies in a cell.
He definitely will.
Which is great. Fuck him.
What an interesting thing to
yeah.
have, I guess, some semblance of a happy ending to one of your stories.
It does seem like that. It seems like he got a thorough amount of, obviously he was allowed to continue for too long and he really fucked up a lot of people's lives.
Right.
But as much justice as could be gotten after this point seems to have been gotten. Like he's never going to get out of prison. His crimes have been exhaustively detailed. His victims have gotten their day in court looking at him in the face and
right.
then seeing him sentenced. That's about as good as it gets in one of these cases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any, this seems too good to be true. Is there any aftermath, any followers of Nexium that are going out and spreading his good word?
Well, the one kind of downside is that QAnon has really embraced this because they have convinced themselves there's big ties between Keith Raniere and Hillary Clinton, which there aren't. There just aren't.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Yeah.
How would those connections even happen?
And there's a bunch of people, like a bunch of talk in QAnon boards about, like, the mainstream media is ignoring the Raniere verdict. And it's like, no, dude, like the New York Times published a bunch of front page. The Daily Beast has covered it exhaustively.
Yeah.
Like,
people care to a degree.
People care to a degree. We're doing a third episode on him.
Exactly.
Like, no one's covering this up. It just has nothing to do with global politics.
So they think it's connected, but...
The whole all Democrats are pedophiles thing, they believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's one more reason the Democrats mm-hmm. are pedophiles. Wow.
Yeah.
That's picking and choosing
cult
leaders you want to use as ammo.
This is fucked up enough without like pretending it's other things.
You
like,
spend a lot of time on those
I spend too much time on those message
is
boards.
Is it chilling?
Yeah, it's unsettling.
Because I read your tweets where mm-hmm. you talk about, like, just so you guys know.
Just so you know what's going on in 8chan.
And like, I definitely don't, because 8chan, so 4chan is here right after Reddit, and then 8chan is even insaner.
Yeah.
Do you have to, like, prove yourself to get on 8chan?
No, anyone can view it. Like, it's one of those things, if you start posting there and you haven't lurked for a long time, they'll pick you out.
Like, and they'll be like, get out of here?
they'll make fun of you and tell you to lurk more. Like, it's one of those things. Really? Where it's essentially the same thing as like a foreign language. Like, if you're Beto O'Rourke and you yes. start talking in Spanish in a debate, people will know, like, okay, this isn't a guy who's yeah. grew up speaking Spanish.
Exactly.
It's like that, like with these lingos. But the 8chan chunks that talk about QAnon are a lot uh-huh. different, because their goal is to get a lot of like older people and boomers and stuff to like keep posting and like draw them in further and further. So they actually have a lot of conversations about like how to welcome older people who are getting like sucked into QAnon and stuff.
Really?
So like, yeah, it's weird. You've got like these chunks of 8chan that are like literal neo-Nazis who are so online that it's broken their brains. And then you've got like grandmas like pouring over Q drops and stuff. It's
really,
everything's so weird.
Getting pulled in more and more.
Yeah. And those people believe that Keith Raniere is a front of the Democratic Party.
Are you just a lurker?
Yeah, I just lurk. I don't post.
Right, because what would you post?
Why would I even
draw attention?
Bother? Yeah, it would. There's nothing to gain from it.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you think? I know this is a little off topic, but do you think that this is a growing problem?
Oh, for sure.
It's like,
I mean, they've killed like
getting 50, more and 50, more.
52 people have been killed this year,
and that gets fostered on the boards.
Yeah, I mean, the Christchurch shooting and the Poway shooting in the poll boards, and yeah. you know, QAnon. There's been two shootings and two murders in the last year. So, yeah.
Wow.
So I guess 54 dead. You could try tie to the.
I feel like boards. You're like yeah. a soldier in the message board army.
Oh, it's a really dumb war. If that's the case,
going out and that's doing really, reconnaissance.
Really stupid war. Oh boy.
But real.
No, I won't. No, just really dumb and frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know how you have the patience for it. I can't even like go to Breitbart and
yeah.
remain sane.
No, you know, we all pick our own private hells. Keith Raniere's picked his private hell.
Right.
I've picked mine, and it's browsing 8chan until the FDA finally comes for me. And you've picked improv, you know?
And... Oh, what a private hell it is.
What a private hell
it is. I mean, actually, come check out a private show, hell. But it's a very public hell.
A hell where you throw yourself in front of people.
Yeah, my suffering is both private and public, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, Anna, this is the end of our episode. Do you have any pluggables to plug at the end of this this little journey we take?
Yeah, check me out on Instagram, my comic, Bad Comics with an X by Anna with two N's. Same handle on Twitter. Yeah, and I perform at UCB, which is Upright Citizens Brigade here in LA. Mildly occult, but also funny shows. So you can look at my, I don't know, profile, or I post about shows. Come to one.
You can find me at I Write OK on Twitter, which is a little bit of a cult. If you want to help me in my quest to arm the FDA and get them to take down the ATF, you know, maybe hit me up there.
You are starting a cult right now.
That is the goal. Yeah, yeah. I've committed now.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck it, you know,
okay.
In for a penny, in for a pound, I'm crossing that Rubicon.
They're not all bad.
Let fly the dice.
They can be good.
Mm-hmm. A good cult, a positive cult with the goal of getting tanks for the FDA.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find us on the internet at behindthebastards.com. We will have the sources for this episode. You can also find us on the grams and the twits at Bastards Pod. You can buy t-shirts, cups, stickers, and maybe other products that will help me in my goals. I feel like we've joked enough about the FDA thing, so I'm just gonna let that thread drop.
I'm drinking coffee out of a Behind the Bastards mug.
It's good. Fortifies it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel smarter just
there's
drinking
a lot of vitamins
it.
In that. I probably can't lie about that. But the FDA will come after me.
Yes.
Vitamins are in the mugs. Drink the mugs, get vitamins.
It's like an iron skillet.
I will say these mugs will cure your diseases.
Wow.
Yep.
This episode's gonna get pulled.
Come at me, motherfuckers. All right, episode's over. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.